Actress Emily Ratajkowski, "I don't really believe in straight people." By Paul Bois on October 31, 2022. Far-left actress and off-topless model Emily Ratajkowski, perhaps best known for her breast-bearing role in Robin Thicke's 2013 video for his smash hit single Blurred Lines, believes straight people don't actually exist and subscribes to the sliding scale theory of sexuality. Ratajkowski, who owes her stardom to her willingness to take her clothes off, offered her theory about sexuality in an interview with Harper's Bazaar for the magazine's November issue after being asked about a TikTok trend she participated in, which joked that women with green couches are bisexual. "I think sexuality is on a sliding scale. I don't really believe in straight people," Ratajkowski said. "My girlfriend came over and was like, 'Bitch, have you seen the green couch thing? She was laughing at me because my green couch is so big,'" she said of the TikTok trend. The Gone Girl actress added that she wants to have fun with how she presents herself to the world without feeling like a bad feminist. "I want to be able to have fun with how I present myself in the world without feeling like I'm a bad feminist or a good feminist," she said. "Duh. I don't want to be a part of your club if you don't want to have me. It's fine." In the same interview, Ratajkowski talked about how she focused on her son after divorcing her husband, producer Sebastian Bear MC Clard, and how she will dive into the podcast world where she will talk about anything, including sex. "I'm down to talk about sex, be a millennial or whatever, while also having, hopefully, the eloquence and interview style of Terry Gross," she said. "There's going to be a lot of stuff that is about women, just because that's what I'm interested in," she added. "I have to be honest, I totally love it." Outside of her professional work, Ratajkowski, who famously went braless to a protest of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court, has frequently exploited her own image on Instagram, often in service of left-wing causes, such as when she stripped nude in support of abortion when several states were implementing restrictive laws against the deadly procedure. Most recently, Ratajkowski knocked the Netflix Marilyn Monroe biopic Blonde, accusing it of fetishizing female pain. "We love to fetishize female pain. Look at Amy Winehouse. Look at Britney Spears. Look at the way we obsess over Diana's death, the way we obsess over dead girls and serial killers. Watch any CSI episode and it's like this crazy fetishization of female pain and death," she said in an Instagram video. Ratajkowski added that she learned how to fetishize my own pain and my own hurt in my life so that it feels like something that can be tended to and is kind of sexy.